From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The South Korean Unification Ministry says the second highest ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea. A ministry spokesman said Thae Young Ho has arrived with his family in Seoul and is under government protection. The spokesman said Thae told South Korean officials that he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, a desire for South Korean democracy, and because of concern over his children's future. In a town to meet with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, South Sudan's new first vice president met with reporters Wednesday in Nairobi. Jill Craig reports.
During his meeting with reporters, South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Dengai, urged members of the press several times to be truthful in reporting on his country, saying they were spreading misinformation about fighting around Juba.
This is not true. The country is in peace.
Deng announced that his government has prioritized combining the forces of President Salva Kiir and former first vice president Riek Machar, with the goal of having one fully unified army by May 2017. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Hundreds of people have marched through the city of Beni in the Democratic Republic of Congo to protest government inaction against rebels suspected of killing at least 50 people in a weekend attack. There are reports that several people were killed when violence broke out during the demonstration. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originated from the Hamadan Air Base and were aimed at Islamic State militants. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has made changes to the leadership of his campaign. Trump hired Stephen Bannon, a senior executive at the website Breitbart, to be campaign chief executive officer and promoted pollster Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager. The campaign says the shakeup does not affect the role of campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine, meanwhile, says there might be some surprises yet to come in the current presidential race.
There are states that are just so one way or the other. I think we know how they'll come out on November 8th. But there's an awful lot of states that are still within play, and this has been a season of surprises.
The nominee is a senator from the southern state of Virginia. A collection of powerful computer hacking tools developed by the U.S. National Security Agency has mysteriously appeared online. That development could compromise operations at the agency and put government and corporate computers at risk. A file containing the tools first appeared online a few days ago. They are designed to take over firewalls in order to control computer networks and modify information. The tools were posted online by a group called Shadow Brokers, which is offering to auction them. The NSA has not commented. Authorities in the western U.S. state of California have ordered the evacuation of more than 82,000 people whose homes lie in the path of a rapidly spreading wildfire north of San Bernardino. Fire officials do not know what caused the fire, but about 12 hours after it began on Tuesday, they say it had burned more than 12,000 hectares in the southern part of the state. Indonesia observed its Independence Day Wednesday by scuttling 60 foreign fishing boats that had been confiscated while unlawfully fishing in its territorial waters. Susi Pujiastuti is Indonesia's Minister of Maritime and Fisheries.
And today we finally able to sink 60 of them as an artificial reef in 8 locations.
The Indonesian government has adopted a firm position against illegal fishing in its waters. A Malaysian fuel tanker has apparently been hijacked and taken into Indonesian waters. Malaysian maritime authorities said Wednesday the tanker Veer Harmoni went missing Tuesday, the day after leaving the port of Tanjung Telepas. It is carrying about 900,000 liters of diesel fuel. Turkey plans to free 38,000 prisoners who have less than 2 years left in their sentences. The announcement is part of a decree made Wednesday to make room in jails for the thousands of people who have been arrested in recent weeks for allegedly participating in a failed coup attempt. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.